it's time once again for StoryCorps, the project that is recording the stories of people around this country. Americans interview each other, and we get to listen to America. Today we'll hear a child's view of the AIDS epidemic. Stefan Lynch Strassfeld is 38 now. He was raised by gay parents in the early 1980s, and he talked with his friend Beth Tepper about growing up as AIDS began to spread.
My family were mostly gay guys who were my babysitters and the guys who, you know, took the pictures at my birthday parties. And I felt like I had this amazing family. I called them my aunties. And it was a really wonderful, amazing world that came crashing down. Starting in 82, the first person I knew died of AIDS, a young guy named Steve.
And how old were you at the time?
I was 10 when he was diagnosed. I remember I was on the beach, and I saw him, and he was covered in these purple spots. And I remember asking my dad, like, what's wrong with Steve? And my dad said, oh, he has this skin cancer called Kaposi's sarcoma. And I said, well, what is that? And my dad said, well, nobody really knows, but there's some gay men that are getting it. And within, I think, 2 months, Steve was dead. And it was pretty much a succession of deaths of my family throughout the next decade. My stepdad, Bill, died in 87. My dad died in 91 after a really grueling 6 months of me taking care of him. You know, I was 19, and at that point, everyone had died except for a handful of stragglers who I now hold near and dear to my heart, my aunties. It was a powerful family. There was a lot of love. And they modeled for me how to survive an epidemic even if you were dying while doing it.
Stefan Lynch Strassfeld with his friend Beth Tepper at StoryCorps in San Francisco. Their conversation will be archived with all the others at the Library of Congress. And you can sign up for your StoryCorps interview by going to npr.org.